Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you all are having a great day. We've got such great things to talk about today. You know, we're just going to, it's a lot going on as always, and we're just going to rejoice in all the great things that are happening. I'm glad to see all of you guys. I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm Melissa Redpill, and we look at the current events in the light of God's word. What we're experiencing is literally biblical. I hope you guys joined with me this morning about the really cool documentary that I got to be a part of about called Dear Mr. President, because, you know, we've found ways to get the truth out, but the honest truth is we have really all suffered from being censored, and that has to stop. And so we were all joining together, a lot of us, to say, Mr. President, please help to get this done. And no one has been censored more than he is, but of course now as president they can't really stop him anyway, so as much as they could before. But yeah, we really need to be able to help to support him. So if you guys saw that, you'll see I'm about three quarters of the way through the documentary that I just posted on this Rumble channel. But you know, President Trump needs our support. And that was really what I had to say was, you know, help us to help you, you know, so that we have true freedom of speech. And that will happen. It's very interesting. I would have thought if I was running this war, I would have thought that we would have not been censored throughout the bulk of this. But the honest truth is we have been. And so, but we've still been able to find our way to get this truth out. Interesting, you know, when you think about it, as I was telling you the story the other day about Gideon, remember how I was talking about that from my book, This is Biblical? You know, Gideon's army, the Lord had to decrease the number. You know, for His own purposes, He has decreased our numbers because of the censorship, and maybe for Him to get the glory, maybe for Him to protect us, because if more people knew, then they would put more people in danger. I trust him. I trust the plan. I trust the Lord on all that. All right, so don't forget, hit the like, everybody, right now. Let's go ahead and hit the like. Thank you so much for always doing that and subscribing and sharing. I really appreciate it. It helps us to overcome the censorship. And like I said, go watch that other one. It was a really great job that they had put all that together. I thought they did a great job, and I hope Mr. President sees it. All right, so this is my website, melissaredpill.com. If you haven't seen that, go check it out. I've got tons of resources over there for you that you can watch videos. You can check out the health links. You can check out the audiobooks. You can check out all the end times information, because this is the end times for them and the 1,000 years of peace for us. Okay, so I was going to talk about Netanyahu first, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk about what's happening with the amazing thing that President Trump just came out with. I hope that you all saw that over on my social media. Absolutely amazing. President Trump posted this video. I'm going to play this for you. But before I do, I want to remind you that just the other day, he was talking about the jabs. He says, you know, that's a very hard position for RFK to be in, for him to say that we want to, you know, ban these vaccines, that they're all so dangerous. And so I'm like, why in the world? A lot of people were like, why is President Trump coming out against the jab? Against RFK coming out against the jab. And it is kind of confusing. And so I did a whole, a short clip on it, and I pinned it over on my X. If you haven't seen it, I will post a link to it right now. It's almost like up 66,000 views. So I think that went really well. Thank you, everybody, for always giving me a push. I'll just, here's my X post. I really appreciate it, because this was something pretty important for people to understand. What is President Trump doing? Why was he bashing RFK? And then a day later, he comes out with this, talking about this is their poison. And that's exactly what I was talking about on the clip. I'm like, mark my words, when the autism report comes out, President Trump is going to say, hey, everybody, we've gotten the report. The honest truth is, the truth has come out. This is dangerous. And, you know, we've got to face the fact. I didn't believe it either, but we all have to change our minds about some things sometimes, okay? So I was expecting that to be after the report came out, but literally within 24 hours of him coming out, you know, railing against RFK, he came out with this video, basically saying that all of these vaccines are poison because of the thimerosal, and which is mercury. And we've all heard since we were kids, you know, how dangerous mercury is. And so basically that's what this video is about. And I mean, you can't make it any more plain than President Trump's post right there. And remember, it's not just about getting the truth out. If it was just about that, he could have done that long ago. The thing is, you've got Big Pharma, and this is their darling. The vaccines are their big moneymaker. They're a huge moneymaker. And for the cabal, they love it because it makes us sicker and sicker and sicker, right? And all of the mental illness, I really do tie back, not just the autism, but the mental illness, I tie back to this because of the nerve damage. And that's where nervous disorders come from, is from nerve damage. All right, so a lot of what we need to do to restore our health is to heal our nerves, which, you know, I talk about a lot. I want you guys to see this, though. I think it's really loud, so I'm just going to play it silently for just a second. Okay, so here they're talking about showing the clip and saying every single one of these is poisonous.
Show them the thimerosal bomb, which we keep in a metal container because we're a little afraid of it, and it's a very fine powder.
This is thimerosal, which is labeled very toxic. It has cumulative effects, can cause damage to the kidneys, to the respiratory system, skin, to the nervous system. It specifically warns on here that it can cause reproductive and developmental toxicity, meaning that it can cause things like autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. This is immensely toxic stuff. And this is what's in the vaccine. It's important to realize we're talking about a whole range of products. Vaccines are a big one because, of course, you're directly injecting it. For example, this is tetanus vaccine. This one expires. It's a little outdated now. In 2007, here's the thimerosal. 1 to 10,000 is a preservative. Perhaps the biggest one in the U.S., at least, that's for exposure to mercury is the influenza vaccine. Influenza vaccine is now recommended for all pregnant women, all infants, all children on a yearly basis. You're supposed
you
to
have last year's influenza? Understand that thimerosal is not added at the end. It's not like, well, that factory next year can make thimerosal free. Thimerosal, you either have to have a thimerosal free factory or you have to not have one. They add thimerosal at each step because the factory is not clean and not sterile. So you either have to have an expensive sterile factory where you don't need thimerosal, or you have to have one that produces thimerosal. It's going to need thimerosal or something the whole time. It needs to be stopped.
This is the influenza vaccine from Adventist Pasteur, their flu zone. Thimerosal, 25 micrograms of mercury per dose.
I'd like to point out that a lot of people didn't know, and I'm one of them. I've given 2,000 Rogam shots. I've been in vaccines for 35 years. I didn't know that Rogam had thimerosal in it. So I think a lot of the doctors were unaware. They weren't aware that even the word thimerosal meant mercury.
All right, there you go. That was huge for him to post that. And so we have, you know, most of us, I didn't, but most people trusted the doctors and, you know, in thinking that the doctors knew what they were doing. Well, this man admits that he did not know. So, you know, our anger is not toward them. Most of them did not do this knowingly. And many of us were trusting the doctors, and then they were trusting the big pharma. So, you know, obviously they were not trustworthy. So either way, we all have to do our own homework. And we can't lay the blame on someone else. I mean, yes, we will ultimately hold those who did this knowingly accountable. But each of us is responsible to do our own research on all of this. Okay. And of course, I'm going to talk here in just a little bit about how, you know, what RFK is doing to cleanse all of our food. And, you know, we have all, most of us, have eaten food that was literally petroleum products, you know, and we should have done our own research. You know, we're all in that situation. I'm going to show you where it talks about this in the ancient scriptural texts, that this is that we would come to this point where we would wake up and realize what they were doing to our bodies. And it's really their satanic sacrifice is to do this, as you heard him say, this cumulative effect that they put this into our bodies, and it just adds and adds and adds to the point where now we see it clearly. Maybe at first there were just a few people had autism, and now the numbers are off the charts. And maybe some people started to have a few little health effects, and now it has gotten to be so obvious that you've got to say, what is the problem? What is going on? So I'm just I just flipped when I saw that President Trump had posted this. So basically he's saying, you know, first of all, everyone share this, and this needs to get out there. Okay, I had posted this over on my social media. I need to go find it, so I can give you the link. So if you haven't shared it already, you can make sure to share it, or definitely share this video. It's very important that people understand this is what has been causing all of these problems for our health and our children, and so how we are all need to face it. And then eventually, he'll come out and say we're going to have to make some serious changes. And I know Big Pharma is not happy about it. Okay, so here's the verse I was going to show you in the book of Jubilees. Now, in the Bible, it talks about various times to go and look at some of these ancient texts, especially some of these books that are great on giving this history. And so here's, I'll make it a little bit bigger for you. So here is a very interesting passage in Jubilees chapter 23. Remember, Jubilees is every 50 years. So people would count their years in Jubilees. So, how many Jubilees are you? And if you were 150 years old, you've lived 3 Jubilees, okay? And everybody would, you know, Jubilee is such a time of celebration because everyone's debts are canceled and all the captives are freed. It is it's very easy to mark that. And so I've experienced 3 Jubilees, or I've experienced 10 Jubilees, or whatever it is. Unfortunately, they never kept the Jubilee because the criminals took over and they didn't allow them to, you know, to keep that. Of course, they don't want them to give back the debts, cancel all the debts or free all the captives. Now, here's the passage. Remember this, Jubilees 23:23. This is a good place for you to remember to start when you read the book of Jubilees. And you can find these on, YouTube, Rumble, whatever, and you can listen to them. And it really gives you a lot of great insight. Here's it says, and he will wake up against them the sinners of the Gentiles, who have neither mercy nor compassion, and who shall respect the person of none, neither old nor young, nor anyone, for they are more wicked and strong to do evil than all the children of men. Who does that sound like? Of course, it sounds like the New World Order, the satanic criminal cabal, right? And they shall use violence against Israel. Think of Israel as, you know, God's people, those who love God, the righteous on the earth, and transgression against Jacob, again, the righteous of the earth, and much bloodshed shall be shed upon the earth. And there shall be none to gather and none to bury. This just, it has been. So many people have been sick. It's like, who even is strong enough to, at this point, to bury the dead? And in those days they shall cry aloud and call and pray that they may be saved from the hands of the sinners, the Gentiles. But none shall be saved. And we have been. We're like, Lord, save us from these people. We didn't know what was causing it until now, until the Great Awakening. But now we're, you know, we've been praying, Lord, show us. Well, the answer has finally come. And yes, from the Great Awakening, and also from our wonderful Bobby Kennedy. We're watching this next verse play out before our eyes. Look at this. It says, the next verse after that. Anyway, in verse 25, it says, the heads of the children shall be white with gray hair, and a child of 3 weeks shall appear old like a man of 100 years, and their stature shall be destroyed by tribulation and oppression. This, what they were just showing that President Trump just posted, is the definition of oppression and tribulation. Somebody wants more tribulation. I don't know why. There's no more need for any more tribulation than for children to be attacked. And, you know, the children are having, you know, autism at a young age. They're having Alzheimer's. I mean, it's outrageous at a young age. This is outrageous, right? And so, you know, that's what it means symbolically, that the children shall be white with gray hair, and a child of 3 weeks shall appear like old, like a man of 100 years. This is symbolically how, what they're saying is, so they're going to wreck the health even of the babies, of the young ones. And of course, if someone is, you know, has some of these terrible, debilitating health problems, then your whole thought of their life is not about that they're going to, you know, marry and have children. It's just about how are they going to be able to manage their lives. It really shuts down the thought of, you know, continuing the human race, really. And that's the whole point of what they're trying to do with the evildoers. Anyway, here's the verse. In verse 26, in those days, the children shall begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. That's exactly what we're going to say. The very next video I'm going to show you with Bobby Kennedy that he just said today, I just want to share it with you, is what he's doing to restore our health, and exactly what it talks about here in verse 26. We're studying the laws. We're studying, and of course, Bobby Kennedy already has done all this research. He's already been doing this for years and years. We have all these wonderful people that I have. I don't have someone tonight, but many times we have on Tuesday night, we have these health experts who are teaching us the laws, teaching us how to restore our health. It's just so thankful to have joined with these wonderful people. So I've got someone for next week, but I don't have someone for tonight. But anyway, we're going to learn. And when you go to my site, freedomforce.live, go to the health page, go to /remedies/health, you'll see the PDFs where you can research for yourself and learn how to look at labels and know what you're putting into your body and know what you're doing to help you to restore your health. Like Marge Mosley, your husband just went to see prescribinglife.com and he's doing so, so great. She's just been sharing that wonderful testimony. So exciting, because they help to treat the nerves. So exciting. Anyway, it says, and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. And you normally think of righteousness is where you treat each other right, and, you know, everyone is doing things to honor the Lord, and that's true. But I think in this context, it's talking about the path of righteousness, doing what the Lord has said is the right way to prepare your food and to have the, you know, whatever you put in your body, okay? And what you don't put in your body, like mercury, Thimerosal. Okay, so we're going to return to the path of doing what's right for our bodies, in our bodies, okay? And the days shall begin to grow many and increase among those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years and to a greater number of years than before was the number of days. Like back in the day of Methuselah, back on the day before the flood. Now, RFK has not talked about that at this point, but we're on, we've turned the ship around and we're heading in the right direction. The first thing is we got to stop all the damage, and then we can start looking at life extension. I just read one the other day about life extension and how we can increase the and protect our telomeres. So that was really great. If you haven't looked at that, definitely check that out. And there shall be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days, for all shall be as children and youths. We'll all be young, like Mel Gibson's movie, Forever Young. We're going to be like youth again. We have to get through this. I'm very thankful that we are getting, you know, we've lived to see this day, and we're getting to this point, you know, and we didn't, you know, many of us, you know, thankfully didn't take the jab and end up already in heaven. Remember, I've told you in the book of Revelation, it talks about where they're calling upon the Lord, saying, Lord, how long until you avenge us of our deaths? Because they know when they're in heaven that they were killed by these people. Anyway, so, but in the golden age, the golden age of health, there will be no old man. No one's going to be old. No one's going to be stooped over and where they don't have energy. Everyone's going to be like youths. That's what it says. And they shall live their days complete and live in peace and enjoy. There shall be no Satan nor any evil destroyer, for their days shall be days of blessings at that time and healing. And at that time, the Lord will heal his servants, and they shall rise up and see great peace and drive out their adversaries. And the righteous shall see and be thankful and rejoice forever and ever, and shall see all their judgments and all their curses upon their enemies. There you go. How about that? So this is Jubilees 23. So I really think you would, you know, really enjoy listening to the book of Jubilees and also the book of Jasher. Really, really great. Okay, so here is RFK talking about these things, what he has already successfully implemented since he's become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And this is, you know, really going to change the trajectory of health in America dramatically. So just so thankful for him, and just continue to pray for him, because these people hate him and want him gone. Sure, for sure.
Some of our wins were accomplished, which are specific items in this report, things that we're going to get done before the end of the year. We have accomplished more already than any health secretary in history. And the accomplishments we're going to have by the end of the year are going to be historic and unprecedented.
It is so hard to understand what he's saying. He's saying we're going to get these things done before the end of the year. They're going to be historic and unprecedented. So bookmark these posts that I've been posting, because you want to go back and mark it down. September 9th, 2025 is, you know, this momentous time when everything turned around for our health, and he's implemented these things, but they're finally starting to roll out in the food that we see on the grocery store shelves, and we're being very much more meticulous and careful about the things that we're putting in our bodies. And then some of these companies have said they've got a certain amount of time before they have to have these things removed, but I'm thinking that many of them are, you know, removing them now, even though they've given a little more time. I'm hoping they are.
Including removing harmful chemicals from our food, including the 9 petroleum-based food dyes. We'll either have removed them or have committed deadlines to remove them. Defining for the first time ultra-processed food, the front of package labeling for ultra-processed foods.
Okay, so he's saying that the petroleum products, 9 of them are being banned from being in the food. And of course, no one in their right mind wants to put petroleum products, but they didn't say that clearly. And so we didn't, you know, if it had said on there, oh, this has got 10W40 in it, we wouldn't have eaten it, right? So, you know, but we just didn't, they changed the name. And so most people didn't realize it, as well as marking these products that are ultra processed. In other words, they have no nutrients. There's no nutrients in them. They've been so processed where the you know, even the bugs won't eat them. You've seen the videos that bugs won't even eat the food, right? All right, so thank God for him.
Check it out.
Requiring nutrition and metabolic health courses in medical schools, something that is not happening except in a very limited way today.
Okay, so again, it's hard to understand, but he says the health, the metabolic health, the nutrition and metabolic health, those are two different things. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been looking at with you know, the different things I have on my health page, specifically what I put in my green smoothie, is, you know, what can energize our body, that the metabolism, to give us the energy that we need. And so, you know, there are certain things that they have done that have dragged us down to make our metabolic health go down, where we, you know, are sluggish and don't have, you know, don't have energy, don't have brain energy to think clearly. And so this is what we're really all working toward is, you know, and he is, to make sure that we have good metabolic health. So again, everybody, we're just going to keep researching and studying to make sure that we have, you know, we make the best decisions we can for our body. I'm sorry. And the other thing he said was that the doctors, are going to be required to take nutrition courses, and they haven't even been doing that, which is outrageous, but that's the truth. And so they're going to have to take nutrition courses, and that will be the first solution rather than a pill. And see, a big bunch of their money, their income, has been on the drug. That's why so many of them are so quick to be able to get you signed up to take a drug that like when I got sick when I was poisoned, the doctor says, oh, your wife's going to be, you know, told my husband, your wife's going to be on this drug for the rest of her life. She'll be sick for the rest of her life. Well, yeah, if I take that drug, I will be. But I didn't, and I'm not, and I'm well, because I did holistic things that I talk about. This is what we do. If we want to live long lives, we pretty much just stay away from them. Anyway, that's what he's saying. If you want to be a doctor, you're going to have to focus on nutrition and not on popping pills.
The grass loophole, improving food for our military, our schools, and our hospitals, updating water quality standards, including PFAS, removing Medicaid quality metrics to measure real health improvements through fitness and nutrition, working across the government to provide more assistance to farmers to support soil health, unleash innovation, and remove the barriers that hamper small farms, removing SNAP, reforming SNAP by working with states to remove soda and candy from the program. And I want to thank Brooke for her very, very aggressive work and encouraging states to, which we've gone all across the country talking to governors and legislatures to encourage states to file SNAP waiver petitions.
Okay, so the first one that he said was that working with farmers to get soil that is nutrient rich so that the food that is grown is nutrient rich. And I talk about that a good amount also, again, on my health page, and talking about, like with Touchstone, what I put in the green smoothie with the green powder. I don't, you know, to be honest, I don't make a whole smoothie with the green powder. I put my protein mix in it, and I put my different things in it. I put vitamin D, and I put boron and all these different things. And by the time I get it done, it's really delicious. But to be honest, to make a green smoothie straight is kind of, it's kind of tough to get down, but it's so filled with nutrients. So don't think that you have to, you don't really have to use that much, just every day. It's again, that cumulative effect about getting these nutrients into your body. And our food has been so lacking in nutrients. So we don't have the wherewithal to fight back against, our immune system is down and all that problem. So, and he's also saying, as far as SNAP, you know, this is so terrible, but you know, a lot of the people who are on SNAP are highly overweight because the food that they've been eating that has been on the SNAP program is the worst food ever, not healthy at all. And so, you know, they are changing that so that the people on SNAP will be able to have, you know, healthy, truly healthy food with nutrients in it. It's just been so evil, and he's turning it all around. Amazing.
Establishing again, front of pack food labeling for sugars, for sodium, for ultra-processed foods, reforming infant formula standards and acknowledging it and addressing vaccine injuries. These are bipartisan reforms. Many of them would be unthinkable 2 years ago. We are focusing narrowly on nutrition and metabolic health, food quality, cumulative exposures, gut microbiome, precision agriculture, and mental health. And we're doing all these things with each other cooperatively, and we're doing them very, very quickly.
Very quickly. Oh, this is so great. And you're talk about the gut microbiome. This is another thing that's super, super important, that you protect your gut health and not put anything into your gut that is going to destroy your gut microbiome, because it's so imperative that when you put in these nutrients that your body is actually able to absorb them. And so anyway, so like I said, all these things you can find over on our remedies page, freedomforce.life/hempremedies. Let me see if I can find the page right here. So if you go right here, you'll see several things. Like here's the one I was talking about, healing the heart. That's where I talk about, and also the green smoothies right there, and then the health links right here, and then the natural remedies. I mean, all these things are really exactly what he's talking about. Everything that he's talking about here. I've got the methylene blue that he takes. You know, all the research I have right here on my channel, so you can look at that. All right. So the other thing is at the end. I don't know if you heard him say this, but he said it was the focusing on the vaccine injuries. And so, as you know, it was not really a requirement for the vaccine injuries to be reported. And so now they're going to be required to report these. And for someone who has had this report, no one ever paid attention, even though the report sometimes was made. People who were reported a vaccine injury never were paid any attention to. No one ever listened to them. No one ever made any changes, or certainly they were not compensated for their injury. And so this is what he's hinting at, that we're going to make sure that they're held accountable. We're going to move toward that, you know. And in my opinion, now I know they had this great immunity, supposedly. Okay, but I don't know if putting thimerosal in the vaccine will allow them to have immunity. We're going to find out, because it would appear to me, it would seem to me that they should not get an immunity for such as that. So we'll watch and see. But bottom line, moving forward, the people who have vaccine injuries will have be paid attention to. Here's the website where people put where some have in the past put the vaccine injuries, and I think what he's saying is they're going to make this a requirement for all of them. If someone comes and they say that they have a vaccine injury, if it's, you know, then they're going to have to report it on here, so we actually know what is happening. So I'll post this to on the chat. So Songbird, if you can put that in the comments. So vaccine injury site. So this is really important for you people to see. Let me see the VAERS data. I think this is the link right here. VAERS data is where you can see. There's a place where you can see a map of the. I mean, maybe it's the VAERS data set. Sorry, I should have brought this up before I came on. But there is a page on here. Maybe somebody can tell me where it is. But it will show you, you know, the numbers of vaccine injuries. I'm not seeing it right now. But anyway, that's very important for people to see on the VAERS report. All right. So here's where he's talking about the people who have been vaccine injured will be. I don't think he talks about compensated, but they'll at least be paid attention to.
System where you're going to see the vaccine injuries. Under the current system, most of those vaccine injuries will remain invisible, and we will not be able to understand the risk profile of those products and do something about it. None of the people who reported injuries are ever followed up with. We're going to start following up and find out what kind of genetic vulnerabilities, what kind of other vulnerabilities they have. We are recasting the entire program so that vaccine injuries will be reported, they will be studied, and that individuals who suffer them will not be denied or marginalized or vilified or gaslighted. they will be welcome, and we will learn everything that we can about them so that we can improve the safety of these products.
Yes. So amazing. There are so many people who have suffered untold damage from this. So it's really very, very exciting to see him taking action. He's really doing, it's really unprecedented and historic, as he said, all that he's doing. So I want to talk about creepy Netanyahu. Okay, so do you guys want me to talk about Netanyahu next, or do you want me to talk about Abraham next? Which do I want to do? You know what I might do? I might go ahead and do the, I don't know. I'm excited to talk about the Abraham one. So let me go ahead and do that one. Okay. So here are my books, as you guys already know. This one right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, is the one about the decode of the Book of Revelation. And I'm obviously very excited. That one's become a bestseller, and I'm really thankful for that. So obviously keep sharing that one. Very, very important. And we've been doing our study every Saturday morning about the major clues from minor prophets. But the one that doesn't get a lot of discussion is the one here, the one that is talking about This Is Biblical. So all these Bible stories that we've done all of our lives, that's probably going to be our next study guide. But it's talking about how they're all playing out before our eyes. Now, this is a story that I actually did not end up putting in this book. You know, this has got stories about Jehoshaphat and about Gideon and about Esther, and all these Bible stories were a roadmap for us for what we are experiencing with the Great Awakening and casting out these evildoers. But this one, I wanted to just tell you because there's a lot of concern about our health and our specifically about our reproductive health. And because of the damage from the foods and the vaccines and all these things, it has caused there to be, our reproductive rates have just plummeted. And so it looks like, you know, very, very scary. Elon has said this is the number one problem in the world, not just in America, but in the world. And so I wanted to tell you a story because about Abraham that you probably already know, but maybe you haven't connected these dots. And so as I'm writing this new book about the Golden Age, what is the Golden Age going to be like? And I was working on the one about the Golden Age of Health. You know, this is what the Lord put in my heart to help us to have this hope about our not only our longevity, but also our ability to propagate the human race, right? We have to, and to perpetuate humanity. All right, so you already know the story about this. Abraham and Sarah could not conceive. They could not have a child, and they were promised to have a child, but they couldn't conceive. And literally, Sarah is at 90 years old, and you know, Abraham is 100 years old, and it's like, it's over. It's too late. It's impossible. They've passed the childbearing years at this point. And so what's going to happen? It's clearly going to have to be a miracle baby. Okay. So if you back up a little bit before that, you know, there's a lot of very interesting stories woven throughout the Bible where people in God's family specifically were not able to conceive. It's like, what is going on? Well, I think very clearly that the enemy was trying desperately to stop them from continuing so that they could prevent the Christ child, right? Prevent Christ from coming into the earth. The enemy knew very well that the Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, would come through Abraham's family. This was the promise. And if they could make it where they couldn't conceive, then they could prevent the Christ from being born. Clearly, that's clearly what was happening. And also, in the same way, we've come all this time, and here we are just about to enter into the Golden Age. And it appears that the enemy is just right at the door of being able to snuff out humanity within just a couple of generations, between the health injuries and the autism and the erectile dysfunction and the women having erratic periods and all these things, it looks like it's just, it's there's just no way it's not going to happen. So what ended up happening with Abraham and Sarah, they tried to figure it out their own way and said, okay, well, we're going to, you know, Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham to have a child. And he did actually, they conceived. And yeah, this was actually a few years before, but they had the child and realized, okay, that was not God's plan. The Lord said that was, you have a child now through Hagar, but that was not the promised child. And so the time goes on. And then they at this point, they both are not able to, you know, to conceive. And so then they get visitors. And Abraham meets with these visitors, they're angels, really. And one of the angels said, I'll return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son. Okay, they've been hearing this promise for all this time. And so Sarah's like, okay, I've heard this before. Come on now. And so she was listening to the conversation from inside the tent. And Abraham and Sarah were both very, very old at that time, long past the age of having children. So she laughed silently to herself. And she said, how could a worn out old woman like me enjoy such pleasure even when my master, my husband, is also so old? And so the Lord, which was one of the angels, who was the angel of the Lord, had come down to meet with Abraham. He says, why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, can an old woman like me have a baby? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I'll return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. And Sarah was afraid. She says, I didn't laugh. The Lord knows, even if you laugh in your insides. He knows if you're, and the laugh was more of a, yeah, right, kind of laugh, right? And so the same thing for us, and I know I'm probably talking to the choir, because you guys have strong faith, that's why you're here. But there are a lot of people who don't believe that there'll ever be a rest. They don't believe that this is the day of God fulfilling these promises. And so they're like, they check out on faith. And so I really appreciate that you guys are standing in faith and saying, we believe that God is going to fulfill these promises. I know you have. Yeah. Yes. You've been waiting for this since 1987. Yes, I have. I have. Me too. Because I was one of the ones that didn't vaccinate my children. And so back in 1987, and they said, you're going to kill your kids and all this. I'm like, I don't care what you say. I'm not doing it. So I guess they said it's like 1% of the people didn't vaccinate their children. I'm like the Amish. I guess I'm the Amish. I've been hard-headed for a long time. Anyway, so back to my story. So Sarah, it's hard to believe when you're so, discouraged and you've seen all these things and you're like, you've been disappointed before. It's hard to have faith when you've been disappointed before. And you kind of like, oh, I'll wait and see. Well, and I understand about being patient. That's cool. But it's very important that we grow strong in faith like Abraham did. He believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. The Lord takes it very seriously when someone, even in the middle of something very difficult, believes God. It's very impressive. He's very impressive. Impressed. If you remember the great story that Jesus told about the centurion, the Roman centurion, he says, I haven't seen this kind of great faith in all of Israel. When the Lord sees someone who having great faith, he is very impressed. It stops him in his tracks. So let's be those people, right? Anyway, so the Lord says, oh no, you did laugh. Yeah, I heard you. In your heart, I heard it. All right, so then a few chapters later, let me see if I can get to the next chapter, because this is, several different things happen over that next year, and then you get to the birth of Isaac. The Lord kept his word. He did exactly for Sarah what he had promised. She became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. It appeared impossible. How is her womb going to become, revitalized? Regenerated, where it'll, have a cycle and all that. How is this going to happen? The Lord just made it happen. Same thing with Abraham. How is this going to happen? It happened just at the time God said it would, and Abraham named their son Isaac, which means laugh. Isn't that great? His name means to laugh, and everybody has laughed with them for all these thousands of years. It's like 2,500 years ago, probably more than that now. Anyway, it's so joyful the thought of it, and the thought for us in this day, the imagination to that we're going to have the world just lots and lots of babies, like the baby boom times 10, right? Just everybody having lots of babies. It's just hard to imagine, but the Lord is able to do it. Now, if you haven't seen my page, the health page, let me look real quick. Actually, on the page, the health links, let me just show you super quick. If you know someone who is struggling with their period being very erratic, try these two herbs. My dear friend was struggling with very terrible menstrual periods that to the point where she was, you know, had to have a blood transfusion. It was that terrible. And so literally she took these two, and within literally just like an hour, she said, I feel myself drying up. And so then she started to be able to have her period regularly. So that is, you know, I'm not against, you know, of course I'm against chemicals, putting chemicals in, but I'm not against putting in herbs into our bodies. This is a natural herb. Now, I don't know if that's what Sarah used. It doesn't say in the Bible, but I just wanted you to see that this is something that someone could use if they were having that problem. You know, this was a vaccine injury for my friend. Anyway, so I think this is great. A lot of the older people would definitely find this even more funny than the younger people, because as you get older, then you're like, okay, how's this going to work? Anyway, so it was an amazing miracle for them. And the reason I'm bringing this up is to give us hope in this day that we're going to have that same miracle happen. The same miracle that happened for Abraham and Sarah will happen for all of humanity, that we will not be in a situation where we get right to the door of the golden age, the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth, and, oh, everybody dies off. That's not going to happen. Just any more than where the Lord made this promise for Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have this promised child, the child of faith, and that, oh, it's been, you know, never mind. There's not going to be a Christ child because he won't have the family of God. All right, so I hope that you guys enjoyed that story. And that's going to come out in my my book, The Golden Age, here whenever I get a chance to finish writing that. But I love writing books. You know, I am the accidental author. I really didn't mean to write these books, but I just love how I get to hear from the Lord, and he gives me all these nuggets, and then I get to share them with you guys. So definitely check into the books. I'm sure Songbird has already shared the link for that. All right. So now, since we talked about the good stuff, y'all ready to talk about Netanyahu? No. Okay. So this is what happened today. And I got some really interesting information about this. And I thought you guys, you know, really, I want you guys to think about this with me, about what is really going on with this Qatar or Qatar, okay? So I'm sure you've already heard about it, that this is the bomb that went off in the attack that was Israel attacking Qatar. Okay. All right. So this happened early this morning, and a lot of people talk about all this all the time. Oh, this must have been planned months and months in advance. I don't necessarily buy that. I don't think that they have to plan something months in advance. Maybe they do. It says Qatar is a U.S. ally that has been mediating peace efforts to end the war in Gaza, appearing, okay, on the surface to be an ally for America and an ally for the people of Gaza, and trying to work toward peace. Okay, so maybe they are, and maybe they aren't. And so let's think through this, you know, and not just buy into the fake news. Let's think about it. They had Qatar denounced the attack as cowardly and illegal, adding to that the government will not tolerate such reckless Israeli behavior and the continuing tampering with regional security. Israel confirmed that a precise attack had been conducted on senior Hamas officials in the city. Hamas and Israeli officials told news outlets that the Hamas leaders had gathered to discuss this recently announced U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza. It's unclear if there were casualties. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, so it's in the town of Doha. Israel launched an aerial strike against senior Hamas leaders in Doha. All right, the first attack on Qatari soil. But listen to what... Okay, let me tell you one other thing before I do that. So Benjamin Netanyahu had just the day before, on the 8th, had warned the people of Gaza to evacuate immediately. Now, he's done that before, but that they were going to be going in. In a video statement, he stated, in 2 days, we brought down 50 terror towers, and this is the only the opening stage of the intensified ground maneuver in Gaza City. I say to the residents, you've been warned, leave now. Okay, so he's, you know, how he always does this, all this blustering. And, but, you know, it's like, where do you go? Right? But we know that he's taking the land and giving it to these cronies. All right, so this is the video. I was amazed. If you remember last week, I've got something in my eye. Last week, Bannon said something that stopped me in my tracks because he talked almost directly to Netanyahu, saying that we are not going to participate in that pathological liar's wars that he's always wanting us to get into. He's clearly talking about Netanyahu. Not going to do it. We're not going to participate in these wars. This is a pathological liar. So, I was surprised because I didn't think that he had really ever come out and that openly talked about Netanyahu. And it had seemed to me from other things that he had said that Bannon supported Netanyahu and supported Israel. And of course, when I talk about Israel, there are good people there that we definitely support them. It's always the ones at the top in the regime. All right, so listen to what he has to say today. This was shocking to me, and how he was connecting the dots between Netanyahu and Qatar, taking money from Qatar, and that Qatar also funds the Muslim Brotherhood that funds Hamas. So what's really going on? And as I've said many times, that they're working hand in glove. They're working together to, what is a proxy war? Okay, you shoot over here and I'll say you're bad. And, right? That's what this proxy war is about. That they work together. And during this, in this way, they're able to take the land. Okay? And so the same thing, I think, is what's going on with Qatar. Because it's coming out that all throughout, the people of Israel are onto that game. It's coming out that he took money, that Netanyahu took money from Qatar. So I want you to hear what Bannon had to say about it.
Hamas is a franchise of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, Netanyahu, this crew, had Qatar and the Muslim Brotherhood financing what was going on in Gaza, and they had all kind of strategic reasons to want to do it. There's a scandal in Israel about people around Netanyahu taking money from Qatar, and Qatar spread money everywhere. There's an article I'll put up this afternoon. They spread money everywhere, but they're the financier of the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay.
So I'm gonna break this down because this is, I had to listen to this several times. I posted this on my channel, and I'll try to go get the link so that you guys can have just this little clip if you want to. He's saying that the word out in Israel is that Netanyahu took money from Qatar. He's calling it Qatar. But they also support the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. So why? It's obviously for their criminal operations and the criminal, yes, trafficking and all that. But the main thing is right in the Middle East is taking this land. And we know that this land goes, they change over the deed, and then someone just, they take, when the house is destroyed, they say, well, you don't own the land, so we'll deed that land back to the government, and then they sell it to whomever, some of their cronies. And it's a big money-making operation that, working together for, as we've talked about before, another canal through there, through Gaza. So this is a huge money-making opportunity, and they just want they want the land, they want the people out of there, and so this is what it's, what I think he's saying. So anyway, check it out.
Even the IDF guy, I put it up. He gave an amazing interview to the Times of Israel over the weekend. Excuse me. The former head of Mossad, who's not a Netanyahu fan. In fact, he says he may run against Netanyahu for the presidency. That Israel needs a new government. And he said, hey, the Mossad, we didn't take any money, but there was a lot of money taken.
Okay. And I don't think Bannon trust this Mossad, former Mossad guy, IDF person. I wouldn't trust him, right? So, and he's saying some things, and it could be that they're saying, oh, well, you know, all this truth is coming out about Netanyahu, so we'll put in a new puppet. That is what they've done all the time in the past. So I don't trust that guy either. Anybody who's Mossad or former Mossad or IDF, I don't trust them either. But anyway, the truth this guy was saying, and I'm sure it's only coming out because people already know that this is the case, that Netanyahu has taken money from Qatar, okay?
This puts a lie to, as we've said on this show from the beginning, it makes no sense what happened on 7 October. There has been no inquiry into it. The reason is this entire war is to keep Netanyahu in power. And what did we tell you? When they kept saying, oh, Hamas and Iran's in back of everything, back of Hamas, they're in doing a decapitation strike in Doha against Muslim Brotherhood. Because guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood and the Hamas guys, which are one and the same, live in Doha and they're financed out of Qatar, not Tehran. Not Tehran. And so this morning they had the strike. And I will say this.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. I found the clip. I'm over there trying to find the clip for you guys so I can share that in the chat. All right. First of all, that was a lot. He was saying that that Netanyahu was behind October 7th. Did y'all hear that? I about flipped. I'm like, I cannot believe he said that. Because just a few weeks ago, just literally like 3 weeks ago, General Flynn was on his show saying almost the same thing. And he's, wait, we're not going to go there. Okay? So, yeah, I want you to hear that one more time before we move on.
Against Muslim Brotherhood. Because guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood and the mosque guys, which are one and the same, live in Doha, and they're financed out of Qatar.
Okay, hang on.
This puts a lie to, as we've said on this show from the beginning, it makes no sense what happened on 7 October. There has been no inquiry into it. The reason is this entire war is to keep Netanyahu in power. And...
Okay, so he's going to say and. I'll let him finish.
What did we tell you? When they kept saying, oh, Hamas and Iran's in back of everything, back of Hamas, they're in doing a decapitation strike in Doha.
Okay, so he's going to go off into the Doha thing. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But he said that Netanyahu was behind October 7th. There's nothing about October 7th makes any sense, which is what we've been talking about forever. That there's no way that was done, you know, with... Supposedly, the Iron Dome and the IDF always, you know, watching everything. You're not going to have people coming on paragliders shooting these people. I'm not saying that the people, you know, didn't die. You know, they did. Maybe they died. I don't know. I wouldn't trust anything that any of these people said. And I know that President Trump has said that they are, but he has to work within, you know, the standard narrative. Okay, he has to work within that until. Like with the vaccines, I just told you, he pulls the rug out and says, okay, it's time for me to tell you the truth. They're poison, okay? So, but we, you know, I think the reason he was able to say that about the vaccines is because we've already established this groundwork so a lot of people believe that, especially after the COVID debacle. And so, and as well as RFK being in this position. All right, so in the same way, you know, a lot of people wouldn't understand it. What's going on with October 7th, but it appears that it's time for this truth to come out. Many of you, all of you, I'm thinking, have seen the cover of the magazine, The Economist magazine from, I think, 2012. At the very beginning of the year, they have the cover of the magazine. You've got Hamas on a paraglider and Netanyahu on a paraglider shooting. That's not your typical, you know, whoever thinks of people on a paraglider shooting. Clearly, that was something that was planned all the way back from 2012. And so he's saying right here, because they haven't looked into it, it's obviously there was something else going on. That why were these people not protected? Why did the Iron Dome not work? None of that's ever been looked into, right, or talked about. So he's saying is to keep Netanyahu in power. Okay, yes, and also keeping him in power because they're going for all this land, going for a canal, and that's really what is behind this. And then he's going to connect it to the people in Doha, which is Qatar, which is they're the ones who are financing Netanyahu. They're all, you know, in on this big boondoggle together. And so then I'm going to tell you what happened this afternoon, which was another crazy thing. But anyway, let's finish to see what Bannon has to say.
Against Muslim Brotherhood. Because guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood and the mosque guys, which are one and the same, live in Doha, and they're financed out of Qatar, not Tehran. Not Tehran. And so this morning they had the strike. And I will say this again and again and again. The threat to Israel and the threat to the Jewish people, the principal existential threat, is not in Tehran. It is in London, the streets of London, and the power corridors in London, and shortly in New York City. Right now it's on the streets with the Working Families Party and the DSA and Ma'am Dani. Because guess where his mother, and we have no idea where all this money comes from. A guy named Sam Antor has some great charts. But the money comes from Qatar. His mother is financed. You know, they're fat cats. He's no kid from the streets. They're financed by, wait for it, oh, Qatar. Let me see. I think I see some pattern recognition here. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Muslim Brotherhood.
All right. So that's why I put on the video connecting all of them, Netanyahu, Qatar, the leadership in Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, and then Mamdani. You can't tell me that, you know, that the New World Order is not behind Mamdani taking over, you know, in New York City. There's no way. And they're all connected. This is what they're all connected to, do all this together, right? That's the only thing that makes sense. That's the only thing that makes sense. All right, so I was really surprised. He didn't say everything. I guess, you know, you and I were just, you know, I'm a lady with a laptop. I can say whatever I want to, and yeah, I'll get banned, but, you know, I don't, you know, I can say things that of course, President Trump can't say, and even Bannon can't say. And so he's saying, think about that. He's trying to get us to think about this, that these are all connected, and they are all trying to take power and do this financial boondoggle. All right. So then Witkoff, okay, President Trump comes out with this saying that, okay, Witkoff had tried to warn Qatar about the Israeli attack. This was so weird. So I put out, what if Qatar and Netanyahu are working together? Another proxy war as usual, blaming Qatar for funding Hamas so Israel can take more Gaza land. I think that sounds more like it. Whenever there is a war, it's never a war like you think of as a war. Whatever it is, there's some kind of deception play going on. And so I think this is the one that makes sense to me, that they're trying to blame Qatar, because they're trying to get this peace deal going, and they're supporting, you know, Hamas, and so Israel, you know, but they're doing this to help Gaza have more land. They're blaming them. That's the game. That's the story. That's the narrative. That's not the truth. The truth is they're all working together to take the land. They're all in on it together. This is the same thing that woke us up back in 2017, that when we find out that these two factions are not factions, they're a uniparty. They're all working together against whether it's the people of Gaza or the people of the world. Okay. Well, tell me what you think in the chat. What do y'all think that is the truth? I think that is. I think I'm onto it. And I don't think that Bannon was able to say this. But then the thing that they didn't expect, it appears, is that they didn't expect the White House to claim that they knew about the attack and that they had warned Qatar. And then Qatar said that they did not receive the warning. Very, very interesting. We're getting to see the inside of all this diplomacy. You know, in the past, you wouldn't get to see a lot of these things, but we're getting to see some of these things. And President Trump, they do something like this, and President Trump just throws, you know, a quote bomb into the middle of it and, like, destroys their plan. And I posted, is this to expose their schemes? We'll see, because Trump is a genius. And this is typically what he does. He throws some kind of a bomb into it and just blows the whole thing up and gets everyone looking at it. Now, you know, I hate what happened to that poor woman. I hate it with all of my heart. I'm not posting the video about it. I've heard it. It's just horrible. I'm not going to post the video about it. And I hope that this will help to for people to say, yes, we want people to go into President Trump to take over these cities, bring in the National Guard, bring in ICE, bring in all these to make the cities safe again. And yes, I think that it'll be used for that purpose. But I think it's also trying to take attention away from this. Anyway, bottom line, saving Israel for last. What they want is a way to take more land with nobody looking. Okay? And, oh, blaming these bad, the bad guys who are Hamas. See, that's why we need to go in there and take more land. That's why we need to go in there and bomb more in Gaza. Because look at these bad guys who've been doing all this evil, bad Hamas. You see what I'm saying? That's what most people believe from the narrative, is that Hamas is bad, so, you know, they're justified in going into Gaza, okay? All right, so then the next thing that happened was that President Trump, okay, then when they said, okay, no, we didn't, let me see if I have that post. I don't have that one. The one where Qatar said, no, we weren't notified, then President Trump doubles down. He didn't leave it alone. President Trump's going to get the last word. He says here, this morning, the Trump administration was notified by the U.S. military that Israel was attacking Hamas, which very unfortunately was located in a section of Doha, the capital of Qatar. Okay, again, he's saying this because the narrative is that they're allies of ours. This was a decision made by Prime Minister Netanyahu. It was not a decision made by me. Now, I saw reports early on that said that this was, you know, America was in on it. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right to me. And so now President Trump is posting, it was not a decision made by him. Remember how Netanyahu tried to get America to go into Iran, and President Trump took out the nuclear facilities, but he's like, what are you doing? Why are we going? There's no reason for us to go into Iran. Remember that? Netanyahu's always trying to get President Trump involved in a war. And President Trump says, that was not my decision to do any of that. Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally to the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risk with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off this ministry of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal. Now listen to how he says that. Eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza. How are they profiting off those who are living in Gaza? They're selling their land. They're making sure that they lose their land. That's what he's saying without saying it. How are they profiting? What do the people of Gaza have? The land. That's the only thing they have. And as their homes are destroyed, then it's, you know, deeded to someone else. I know what would happen is if they said that war has ended. Well, too bad, too sad. Your deed has been changed over to in the name of so and so, right? Uh oh. All right. So, he says, I immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did, however, unfortunately, too late to stop the attack. I view Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the U.S. and feel very badly about the location of the attack. I want all the hostages, the bodies of the dead, released, and this war to end now. I also spoke to Netanyahu after the attack. The prime minister told me he wants to make peace. He told me he wants to make peace. He's been saying that forever, but he doesn't. It's just a bunch of talk, right? We've talked about this with the leader Abbas of Palestine. This is President Trump said he's like a father figure to me. He was so kind, and I realized that he wants to make peace. He wanted to make something reasonable, but Netanyahu did not. Remember that? I've shown you that post. I also spoke to the Emir and Prime Minister of Qatar and thanked them for their support and friendship to our country. I assured them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil. I've directed the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, to finalize the defense cooperation agreement with Qatar. Thank you for this, their attention to this matter. I don't know what that is. I haven't even looked into that yet, but I imagine it's something where we have somehow control over what is being done. So this little cute little move they just did of working with Israel to cause this attack to really enable more land to be taken, that little cute move is not going to happen again. That's what I believe. And so I posted this, and I said something bigger is happening. What do you bet Qatar and Israel are getting exposed for planning this attack? President Trump will double down, saying Witkoff did warn Qatar of the attack from Israel. Trump updates his statement saying Witkoff's warning was to Qatar about the impending attack was unfortunately too late to stop the attack. All right. So I think that that's really what's going on. So that's what I like to do. I like to look at these things and go, let's think about it. It's not what we're being told is likely not the truth. All right. You know what? Before we go, I'm gonna show you this Economist magazine. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Economist magazine, 2012. Let me see if I can find this, because this, in my opinion, is as clear as a bell. Okay, here we go. This is it right here. Yeah, here's the picture. Let me grab this. Is this it? Is that it? Okay, I don't think that's just a blank screen. All right. Oh, that's a YouTube video. Okay, let me see if I can find another picture. Okay, here we go. How about this one? All right, here we go. That's one. How about a view for this file? All right, so let me grab this and put it over here for you. This is the picture. And it says, the name of it is A Rough Guide to Hell. And if you look here, it's literally a river of blood, and that they're all flowing down this stream of blood. If you notice here, there is Assad, who was the former president of Syria, and then you see here Libya, Gaddafi, is that his name? And then you see here Putin. Thankfully, he's still alive and well. But yeah, they're just showing how this is all this evil plots and just a bloody stream of hellish evil. And so you notice here, if you can see that picture of Obama going up the river, just thinking it's so funny. If there's every thing on this cover of this magazine is really very interesting. But the most interesting part is where you have, and again, it's not the greatest picture. I could have found something a little bit better. But yeah, if you zoom in, you'll see very clearly, well, not clearly, you'll see that here, this is Netanyahu's face, and he's flying a paraglider that's shooting. And this one says Hamas on it. You can't see it in this picture, but it says Hamas. If it's you get a clearer picture, this is the 2012 Economist magazine, and they're shooting. And they look like they're shooting each other, but the whole thing, as Bannon said, this was run by Netanyahu. And I'm really surprised that he said that, but that was a big deal for him to say that today. All right, I think that's everything. I'll be on the chat to chat with you guys for just a little bit, and I wanted you to see all of that. So definitely check into all these great things for your health. Thank God for RFK. Thank God for him, to how you can detox. And someone asked me to make some little videos. I'm going to be doing that to make videos of each one of these to tell you how these work. But again, each one of us has to, to research for ourselves, but I'll try to break it down, and I'll tell you the stories about each one of them, how I've seen people getting well from each one. Very, very exciting days to see how we are able to push back on what they've done to us. So that one is on the freedomforce.live/health, and then this is the one about the remedies, specifically about how to stop leaky gut, stop this inflammation, and also this one about getting the spike protein out. The foreign protein cleanse. I just did a video about 2 weeks ago with Keto Carrie where she was talking about this. This is from Dr. Artis, about how we're going to get our health back. We are. The structured silver is the anti-mold, anti-fungus, antibacterial, natural. So you don't destroy your good gut biome. Just exactly what he was talking about. The antibiotics are terrible. Do not do antibiotics. Do silver. Do silver. Structured silver. Not the other silver. What's the other one called? Collated silver, whatever, the other one, not that one. The structured silver is the one that you don't have to worry about doing too much. It's it's absolutely pure and not going to hurt you. It's got the perfect pH for your body. But the other antibiotics kill off all your good gut microbiome, all your good flora that helps your body. And you don't want to do that. You want to avoid that like the plague, really. Seriously, like the plague. Anyway, there's the methylene blue. All these have the PDF, so you can read more about it on there. So I will put the links in the chat before I go. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you have raised up this wonderful man, Robert Kennedy Jr., how brave he is to fight so hard for our health against these huge forces. We just praise you and thank you. And that he and President Trump are working together to expose what's been going on for so long. I praise you and thank you that you are getting the truth out to the people. Thank you. Lord, we pray just like we were working on this morning, we've got to get this censorship. Lord, help us to be able to get the truth out. Thank you for our battalion, how everybody shares the truth everywhere they possibly can. And we're all your soldiers in this great army. We just are so glad to be part of what you're doing in this day to set the world free. And thank you, Lord, that Netanyahu's being exposed. And it's saving Israel for last. It looks like here we are. And we're ready because that evil's got to stop. This fomenting these wars, this pathological liar and murderer, that's got to stop because we've got to have 1,000 years of peace. We've got to have no more wars as you promised in your word. And Lord, thank you that you're helping us to connect the dots and not just to believe what we're told. We aren't little children anymore. We're growing up and we're listening to you, because you are the fountainhead of truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you guide us into all truth. I thank you for the health for all of my people on the channel. I pray you just continue to bless them, protect them, strengthen them, encourage them, help them to know that you are right beside them every second of the day. And we just give you praise and thanks for your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the golden age and longevity, and that we'll live as long. Our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. Lord, strengthen us so that we can lay hold of that amazing promise to live that long like our ancestors did. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we're together. And I got to go. And I'll talk to you later.